I'd like to first wish all of our mothers a very happy Mother's Day today, all of our moms and grandmothers and godmothers. One of my stories I've always enjoyed is a letter written from an Irish mother to her son. "Dear son, just a few lines to let you know I'm still alive. I'm writing this slowly because I know you can't read fast. You won't recognize the house when you get home since we've moved. Your father has a lovely new job with 700 men under him. He now cuts grass at the cemetery. There's a washing machine at our new house. It's not working too well. Last week I put in 12 shirts, pulled the chain, and I haven't seen them since. Your sister Colleen had a baby this morning, but I haven't found out if it's a boy or a girl, so I don't know if you're an aunt or an uncle. Your uncle Mick drowned last week in a vat of whiskey in the Dublin distillery. His friends tried to save him, but he fought them off bravely. He was cremated, and it took 4 days to put the fire out. I saw the doctor last week, and your father went with me. The doctor put a glass tube in my mouth and told me not to speak for 30 minutes. Your father wanted to buy it from him. It rained twice last week. The first for 4 days, the second for 3 days. We had a letter from the undertaker. He said if the final payment on your grandmother's grave wasn't paid in 7 days, up she comes. Signed, your loving mother. P.S. I was going to include a $10 bill, but I'd already sealed the envelope. Besides Mother's Day, today is the feast day of the Ascension of the Lord into heaven, a beautiful, glorious feast day. Whenever we pray the glorious mysteries of the Rosary, I'm sure you pray the Rosary every day, but especially on Wednesdays and Sundays, it is a time to pray the glorious mysteries in which we think about the resurrection and the ascension and the other glorious mysteries. What should we think about when we meditate upon the glorious mystery of the Ascension? First, a good thing to contemplate is what the Lord did for the 40 days between His resurrection and ascension. How did the Lord spend His time in those 40 days? We know that He appeared many times to His apostles. He formed them, He taught them, He enlightened them. Many of these apostles would go on to write gospels like Matthew and John. Others would write letters like Peter and Jude and James. So the Lord was enlightening them and building up the early church, spending time with His Blessed Mother. He was also confirming St. Peter as the first pope of the church when at the Sea of Tiberias, Jesus said, "Feed my lambs, tend my sheep, feed my sheep." So Jesus established St. Peter as the first pope. But then, after 40 days, the Lord said, "I must go to the Heavenly Father." And Jesus left them and ascended into heaven to sit at the Father's right hand. There are three words that I hope we can remember from the Ascension. And those words are heaven, hope, and witness. I think those three words really summarize really what the Ascension is all about. And when Pope Francis gives a homily, he always just makes three points to make it easier for people to remember. So try to remember these three points. The Ascension is about heaven, it's about the virtue of hope, and it's about us being a witness. First, heaven. Jesus ascended to heaven, the gospel says, not to leave us orphans, but to be our hope. That's one of the prayers in the Mass. So He's not gone to heaven to depart from us, but so that He could send His Holy Spirit upon us so that we would have Him within us through divine grace, through sanctifying grace. If the Lord had remained on earth in Jerusalem, He would always be outside of us. But because He ascended into heaven and sent His Holy Spirit to give us divine grace, sanctifying grace through baptism, He is now within us. We call this the indwelling of the Blessed Trinity within our souls, which is sanctifying grace. So the Lord ascended to heaven to prepare a place for us. The Lord even said that, I go to prepare a place for you. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. So one of the ideas about the Ascension is to focus our sights on heaven. That is our ultimate goal. That is our final destination. And ultimately, that is what life is all about. One day, to be with God forever in the heavenly kingdom. To see God face to face in the beatific vision. So the Lord goes to prepare a place for us, reminding us that heaven is our true home. That this earth is very temporary. This earth is passing. And the Ascension is to remind us to be detached from the material things of this world so we could be more attached to the spiritual, to the things of heaven. All earthly things are temporary and passing. What remains is Almighty God and the heavenly kingdom. So we should pray for detachment from the things of this world as a reminder that life is short. Whether the Lord gives us 25 years, 50 years, 75 years, or 100 years, still that's only a speck compared to eternity. So the Ascension is about heaven. And remember that He has not left us orphans. He has left us His Holy Catholic Church to give us the sacraments of baptism, confirmation, confession, the other sacraments, and especially the Holy Eucharist. Even though Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father, He's also present in every Catholic tabernacle throughout the world. He's right here on King Street in Leesburg. He's at St. Francis in Percival, St. Teresa's in Ashburn, Our Lady of Hope in Potomac Falls. Our Lord Jesus Christ, even though He's at the right hand of the Father, is present in the Most Blessed Sacrament, body, blood, soul, and divinity, in every Catholic tabernacle throughout the world. So even though it seems from the Ascension that He has left us behind, He's gone ahead of us to prepare the way, but He leaves us Himself in the Most Blessed Sacrament. He says, I will be with you always until the end of the age. So He has not abandoned us. He remains with us in the Most Blessed Sacrament and in His Holy Catholic Church. So heaven is the first word to remember. The second word is hope. The virtue of hope. As you know, the three greatest virtues are faith, hope, and charity. And hope is a desire to possess something we do not yet have. And what we pray for when we meditate upon this mystery of the Ascension is the virtue of hope. So necessary in today's society when there are so many people that fall into discouragement or even sometimes despair. What is the medicine? What is the antidote? It is the virtue of hope. We never want to lose hope. That is such a key virtue to help us get to heaven. Faith, hope, and love. One suggestion is every morning when you wake up, say three Hail Marys, asking our Blessed Mother to fill you with a stronger faith, a greater hope, and a stronger charity. Faith, hope, and love. So let's pray for the virtue of hope. And again, when Jesus ascended to heaven, the opening prayer says that He, as the head of the church, went to heaven, so we, the body of the church, hope to follow. So again, the virtue of hope. And lastly, the third word that we should remember, besides heaven and hope, on the Feast of the Ascension, is witness. Jesus says, "You are my witnesses." Beginning in Jerusalem, the Lord then commissioned them to be evangelizers and apostles to spread the gospel throughout the entire world. He said, go into the whole world and baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. He said, make disciples of all the nations. Those who believe and are baptized will be saved. Those who do not believe will be condemned. Very strong words from the Lord. They were His last words that He spoke to the apostles. He gave them a mission, and He gives each one of us a mission as well. Vatican II says that every Catholic is called to holiness and to be an apostle. We're called to grow in our relationship with God, but also to witness to our faith, to share our faith as part of God's missionary plan. Our Lord Jesus died on the cross for us and rose from the dead. He did his part to open the gates of heaven and to give us the grace to be saved. But now, the Church says, it is up to us. We have to continue the Lord's work. We have to continue the Lord's work by preparing ourselves and others for his return in glory. We know that Jesus will come again to judge the living and the dead. So the second coming of Christ will eventually come, either during our lifetime or some other time. But we know that he will come for each one of us at the moment of our death. So before the Lord calls us home, we're called to be witnesses. We're called to evangelize, to share the faith, to spread the faith by passing it on to others. You as parents, pass it on to your children and grandchildren. Then we share our faith with our neighbors, our co-workers, and others. Because life on earth, again, is very short. We're here for a short period of time to come to know God, to love him and to serve him, so we can be happy forever in his heavenly kingdom. So don't forget the Lord's last words. You are my witnesses. You are called to evangelize and to spread the faith. Before the Lord comes, our job is to be ready to meet him and to help as many others come to the Lord as we can.